What's lost when using video preaching in the church? What are the benefits that outweigh these detriments? The way we do it at Bethlehem is that I preach on Saturday night, and it's videoed, and then the next morning on three campuses, I go from one to the other week by week. So I show up live on every third week at the North, Downtown, and South campuses, which are separated by 25 miles or so. Where I don't appear live, they use the sermon video, not the service video, but the sermon video, and everything else is campus-specific and live. So each campus has its own worship leader and its own way of putting the service together, and the elders are there to pray with people after the sermon, and they're on Sunday school, and they're on everything, small groups. But the teaching component of the service, the preaching component of the service, is unified across the three campuses, and we feel that's essential. So that's my answer to the question, what's the gain? The gain is that if you're going to be a campusing church, I think it is important that there be a unified teaching moment, preaching moment. Probably nothing holds this church together as one like the Sunday morning, Saturday night proclamation of the Word of God by me in most cases, and when I'm not here, other staff members. So the unifying effect of one preaching is a huge gain. The loss is that I can't see 80% of the people I'm talking to. I think ideal preaching is looking at the people and talking right into their faces and reading off their faces whether they found that helpful or discouraging or they're angry or they're sleepy or that's lost for those who aren't there. It's not lost in the moment of the preaching because I'm looking at real people on Saturday night and I'm preaching into their lives. So I didn't move into this video preaching quickly or easily. It was kind of kicking and screaming and pondering the, do you build a gigantic sanctuary for 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people, or do you try to plant churches? And we decide, yes, let's plant churches, and no, let's not build a gigantic building. And let's do churches of about 2,000 each. And if they want to become independent churches as campuses when I'm done, that would be great. Or if I be replaced and another person carries on with the way I do it, that would be great. We feel like maximum flexibility exists this way for not becoming a big empty building someday downtown with 5,000 empty seats because something happen. This seems more diffuse. So you get to be in different pockets of the city, have people in their neighborhoods inviting people to church rather than dragging them all 20 miles away downtown. So that's a gain when you do the campusing thing. So I have enough evidence now after 5 years of doing it this way that God uses the video to touch people. The power of preaching in the context of worship that's live is unstoppable by the medium. And it has a few little advantages that, like the older people I thought would be the ones who didn't like it, the older people, because they might like tradition, that's not been the case. The ones I've talked to said, we like it a lot because we can see you better and hear you better. Your face is, 4 feet wide. And we evidently the lips help them hear me better. And we have not had any older people who've been here for 50, 60, 70 years say, ooh, we don't like this way of doing it. It's the younger people who love authenticity who have balked along the way, some of them. And so that was a surprise to me. Here's one little anecdote to show how you can get sucked in. I was on video downtown one time, and David Livingston was responsible to do the welcome and be there. And so he's sitting in the front pew watching me on video, and I start coughing on the video, which I often do, and he starts to get up to go get me some water. I'm not even in the room. So, and then he checks in. Oh, yes, that's right. He's not here. So I feel encouraged that God has been willing to use it.